You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friend? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 736 here on the Flip Empire Show. And guys, I'm going to just go ahead and dive right in. So over the course of the last month to month and a half, some have reached out and you may have noticed that I've been putting out a lot more storage content. And that's because I have been personally working with some private clients one-on-one with the singular goal to help them purchase and acquire their first cash flowing storage facility within 6 to 12 months. And I got some exciting news that I want to share with you towards the end of this podcast. But as always, my goal here is to deliver as much value as possible. And I define value by what can you do with the information that you are hearing and receiving as a result of tuning into this podcast. So I definitely want to encourage you to plug in to the last several episodes, because in the last one, and by the way, I really appreciate those of you who reached out with just kind of sharing their gratitude for some of the content that I've been putting out lately as it relates to storage. And by the way, even if you are not interested in storage, I think a lot of this can be transferred over to your existing business. And some of it is mindset stuff, but I want to give you some practical X's and O's, things that you can do as you kind of begin and go down this path and journey of getting into self-storage and looking at storage as a vehicle to ultimately give you time freedom, to give you, yes, cash flow, yes, to build wealth. But ultimately what this does is this business gives you options. It gives you the options to do what you want, when you want, with who you want it, how you want, and how often, and all that good stuff, right? So if you heard the last episode, I shared with you 5 ways that you guys can start generating leads and looking for storage deals. Well, I had some storage coaching calls today with my private clients. And one of the things I want to share with you that I shared with them is my idea of the top 100 and the rule of five, right? So on this podcast with you, I'm going to share exactly what the top 100 is and what my rule of five is. And then I want you to go out and implement. I want you to go out and take some action on that. So what is my top 100? So you might be curious if you haven't tuned into some of the past episodes, like, where do I even begin? Like, how do I know where to find storage deals? And so I'm going to share with you really quick. I'm going to recap some of the check boxes or some of the boxes I look to check when it comes to the market. First and foremost is, I would say, unless you are in a big city like Miami, like Los Angeles, like Vegas, if you're in one of those big cities, then this is not what you're looking for. And I'll circle back and kind of share with you what I mean by that. But ideally, what we want to do is focus on secondary and tertiary markets. So let me simplify that for you. You want to look for markets where the population is between 5,000 people all the way up to about 75,000 people. I have some buddies of mine who are okay looking at storage facilities in towns that have 2,000, 2,500 people. So just take what I'm sharing with you as a general rule of thumb. I have some buddies, look, my very first facility is in a city that has 100,000 people. So these are rules of thumb. But if we were trying to build out a framework, some criteria, generally speaking, I would say 5,000 to 75,000 people. Now, this is also very, very important. Make sure you write this down, guys. You want these cities where the population is going in the right direction. What do I mean by that? You want cities where the population is growing, it's increasing, it's not declining, right? And so, look, I have bought facilities in markets where the population is declining, and it's not a great sign, but it doesn't mean that you can't do a solid deal there, right? So one of the things I've shared with my clients is, think of all these different components as pieces of a puzzle, or they're clues to let you know what's a good deal, what's not a good deal. And if it's in a declining market, it doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't do it. It just means you need to have your eyes wide open, right? And there's other variables and factors that you need to look at. But that's definitely one of the things I look at. The second thing I look at is, I look for a household medium income of at least $50,000 a year, but I would like it to be over $60,000 a year. Why? The lower the medium household income is, you might run into like debt and collection issues, right? Like more past due, more delinquencies, things of that nature. Also, as you try to raise your rates and as you try to be the market leader and really push what's called the market street rates, you could run into some resistance there, right? They might not have that extra income where they can continue to afford and pay, even though generally speaking in storage, you're talking about $40, $50 a month, all the way up to $350 a month on average. So those are two things I look for, right? Just to recap, secondary, tertiary markets where the population is ideally growing between 5,000 and 75,000 people, and where the medium household income is at least 50,000. I really like it when I can get it above 60,000. So let's say you live in a city where that is in within this 5,000 to 75,000, or the surrounding cities, right? Like within an hour to 2 hours of you, it can check off some of these boxes. If I were you, I would start there. Why? Because it's kind of in your backyard. Now, one of the great things about storage is that you can do this business from anywhere in the world. Most of the business is automated. In fact, I find that sometimes if, like I have a buddy of mine who has a bunch of storage facilities in his market and he's constantly there. Not because he has to be there, but because it's so easily accessible that he finds himself just there often doing things that had the facility been hours away or in a different state, he obviously wouldn't be there. I own three facilities today and I've been to each of them twice. One of them I've owned for almost 3 years, the second one for about a year and a half, and another one for a little bit over a year. And by the way, one of the times that I was there was when I was doing the on-site due diligence. So since ownership, I've only been to most of these one time, right? So you don't have to travel there frequently or often, at least if you have the right boots on the ground and you have the right third-party management in place, or if you're managing in-house, you have the right systems and structure. Those are all things that I talk about with my private coaching clients. And by the way, remember, there's something I want to share with you at the end of this episode you're going to want to hear that I think a lot of you are going to be interested in. So again, recapping, for those of you who are within driving distance or an area where between 5,000 and 75,000 people, start there. If you're not, like me, I'm in Miami, think about where you like to travel with your family. Is there a particular city or state where you're traveling to frequently or you like to go to? As an example, like Tennessee is a state where I would love to own some storage. Why? Because my family and I love going to Pigeon Forge, right? In the Gatlinburg area. And North Carolina is another one. Like I love Asheville and certain parts of North Carolina, Georgia, right? Like we like the Blue Ridge area. In fact, we'll be in Blue Ridge in a couple of weeks, staying there at a friend's cabin for about a week. So for me, those are markets I've always been gravitated towards, right? Not because I necessarily need to travel there, but because we're going to go there maybe once a year anyways, it'd be cool to potentially write off some of that trip, check out the storage facility, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then I would essentially, so what's my top 100? The top 100 is once you plant your flag on a particular market, right? And it checks off the boxes, population is increasing and it's going in the right direction. Household medium income is 50, 60,000 and up. You figured out that, hey, maybe this is I don't live too far from this area, or we like to go there often. It'd be cool to own storage there. Once you plant your flag there, you go to Google Maps, you put in that city state, you click on that nearby button, type in self-storage, and then that's going to give you the storage facilities within that general area. Make sure that you're not in a market that has a lot of the big box retail storage facilities like Public Storage, like Extra Space and CubeSmart, Life Storage. Like you want to tend to avoid markets where those big players operate in. That's not the competition that we're looking to go up against. And that's not even the type of product that we look at. We look for mom and pop run and operated facilities. And I like to target between, on the low end, 10 to 15,000, but really 20, 25,000 net rentable square feet all the way up to about 80, 85,000 net rentable square feet, I think is kind of like my sweet spot. And so once you plant your flag, I want you to start organically building your top 100 list. What is your top 100 list? You're going to start calling facilities, and any owner that expresses some interest or raises their hand that they would consider selling, obviously you want to build some rapport. You want to start to build a relationship. You want to start to collect some key pieces of information, which I've talked about in some of the previous episodes over the last month or so. So definitely tune in and plug in there. But you want to start to build your list, right? The name of the facility, the address, the name of the owner, some important information about that facility you were able to collect. And I want you to start going down the line and building your top 100, right? That is your first step. One of the reasons I named my coaching program Storage Wins is because we set the target. The target is acquiring your first storage facility within 6 months. But once you set that target, now you got to focus on stacking the storage wins. Start stacking wins that when you're consistent enough and you stack up enough of these wins, they're going to lead to ultimately you getting your first storage facility, right? So you set the target and then you kind of release it. And then you just start focus on doing the work on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And that's going to stack up to you getting that first cash flowing facility. So that's why I call it storage wins. So as you build your top 100, that's going to be one of your wins. Is your first milestone is to build your top 100 list. Now, what do you do when you have this top 100? Aside from the fact that you've been calling, I want you to now build that list within the first 30 days. Like that is your goal. And I'm a big advocate of setting the target and then reverse engineering your way towards that target. So what do I mean by that? With your top 100, since the goal is to build it within 30 days, chunk it down and say, hey, I'm going to add at least 25 properties to this list every week, 4 weeks. That's going to give me my top 100 within a month. And then what I want you to do is I want you to send a direct mail. I want you to send a letter, right? Direct mail. One of my favorite ways to get deals. I want you to send a letter to each one of those properties. So if your goal is to do 25 properties on your list per week, so you can accomplish your top 100. At the end of each week, send 25 letters, right? There's direct mail fulfillment companies like yellowletters.com, yellowletterscomplete.com, and there's a variety of others that can do this for free. Scratch that. I was thinking of something else. Not for free. You're going to pay for it, but it's going to buy back your time, right? You might pay, I don't know, anywhere between 75, 80 cents all the way up to $1.30 per letter. But think about the time it's going to save you. And we're talking about sending out 100 letters over the course of a month. You might be talking about a couple hundred bucks, if that, right? So don't overthink it. Now, if you're in a position where you say, hey, Alex, I can't even afford 100 to 200 bucks a month. Okay, fine. Do it yourself or hire somebody in your family. I used to pay my sister $1 a letter, right? She would print it out. She would sign my name in blue ink. She would fold it, stuff it, hand address the envelope, put a live forever stamp on it and get it out. I'd pay her $1. This was back in the day. So you can obviously outsource this and you're going to buy back some of your time. I prefer to just work with a direct mail fulfillment center, like a Yellow Letters Complete as an example, but to each their own. You might be in a place where you have time and no money. Some of you listening are in the exact opposite. You have no time, but you have money. That would be my goal, is at the end of every single week, send out your 25 letters. At the end of the second week, send out your 25 letters. At the end of the month, not only have you built your top 100, but you've sent out 100 letters. You've hopefully been following up. You've had conversations. You're going to get calls from these letters, okay? And then it's just a matter of being consistent. One of the things I shared with one of my clients is, as you plant your flag on a market and you start branching out, like, you're going to start looking and analyzing deals. And then when you start looking at the competitors and the competition, that might lead you to another opportunity. And you say, hey, this facility doesn't have a website. This facility has bad Google reviews. This facility has a website, but it looks like it was stuck in like 1997, right? Like, these are all clues. You're going to call them and one thing's going to lead to the other. I just want you to focus on stacking the small storage wins. That eventually is going to lead to your ultimate goal of getting your first storage facility. So with that being said, what did I want to share with you that I am super, super pumped about? So over the course of the last month and a half, 2 months, I have had a lot of conversations with people that have reached out wanting to get involved in storage, wanting to work with me. And I got to be honest with you, it is not cheap to work with me. And I share that because it's one-on-one and I'm working with people for 6 to 12 months. I'm personally working with them on a weekly basis. And so there's a big time commitment on my end, and I am there to over deliver and pour into them and make sure that they achieve their goal to get that first storage facility. So that one-on-one private client program I have is not for most people. That's for a select handful. And so what I've decided to do is accelerate the timeline. My plan was to launch a beta group of anywhere between 8 to 20 people max. I wanted to keep it small and intimate so it still has the feel of one-on-one. And I can give a lot of personal attention to everybody in this beta group. So this is the first time I'm announcing this publicly. I'm launching a beta group that's going to be kicking off very, very soon. I already have some people on board, and it is a fraction of the investment of working with me one-on-one. So if you are interested in learning more about that, reach out to me. So storagewins.com, storagewins.com is one way to reach out to me. You can also send me a text. And put the word, text me the word beta, B-E-T-A. Text me beta, 305-318-6213. This is going to be small group coaching with a singular goal to teach you everything from A to Z, help you get your first storage facility. And I'm super pumped to launch that and just continue to pour into people. So text me beta, 305-318-6213. Alternatively, you can go to storagewins.com. So having said that, I really look forward to continuing to share with you my journey and how things are evolving and clients and their successes and their wins. So anything I can do, make sure to reach out, and I look forward to coming back on here on the next show. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.